We're doing the Maimer of Tu B'Shvat, Tov Shin Lamed Tes, in the booklets, it's on page Mem Aleph, Eitz Beis. The Rebbe again was speaking about Basi Lagani, but the Rebbe asked that L'Cheiro, by Matan Torah, the whole commotion of Matan Torah, Hashem came down with all the Malachim and the whole entourage of Malachim and Lokus and all that. So he said, L'Cheiro, number one, Matan Torah was all simple things. Okay? And also, why is Matan Torah commanding of only simple things? I mean, L'Cheiro, Matan Torah, for all that commotion, it should have been much greater revelations of Lukus rather than simple things, like we learn most of them they're obligated to do before anyway. So, Beis, V'yuvan al-pi ha-mavor perektes, we'll understand based on what explains in the perektes of Basi Lagani. The ham of Maham Shechmai Me'elul Benigelin, you know, mitzvahs, as far as mitzvahs go, which is the clawless in Yavedah Sodom, generally speaking, is the Avedah of a person. Sha'anin, in the Vreis, in the Shamashes, the Gemara says, I was created to serve my master, my creator, through Torah mitzvahs. So he explains over there in Perek Tes, the mitzvahs are called amudim, pillars, like the Kashi and Mishkan that were called aimdim. And he connects the aimdim with amudim, atishitim aimdim. Not only the aimdim, but again amudim, because aimdim and amudim are the same letters. What's the union of an umber? What's the union of a pillar? Shemechabed agag varitzpa. He connects the roof and the floor. Lieska echad mamish, that mamish becomes one. He connects the roof and the floor, that it becomes one. Ukmeikin amitz is the same thing he explains in that Basi Lagani. Is the mitzvahs and amudim are the pillars. Shem mamshichin u'mechabinim erin tzal baruch u'ma'ilmes that bring down and connect. The Rebbe explained at great length in the original Maimonim of Lamed Tes that it brings down and connects Hashem and the Yidden or the world. Okay, so he says, Yesh levay en achid ish mechib begag v'rizpa, to explain the uniqueness of this connection between the floor and the ceiling. Lies ke'echad mamish, that a mamish becomes one. Behegdom will understand by first explaining what maybe balilula, but the Rebbe brings down in letters in my modim. So when it says chelak alakami mal mamish, when it says about a neshama, is a chelak alakami mal mamish? Is mamish a part of Hashem? But Al Rebbe adds the pasuk says chelak alakami mal. It's a part of Hashem. Al Rebbe adds the word mamish. What does mamish mean? So the Friedrich Rebbe explains in different places, Shetevish Mamish Ma'achdes Beis Ksavis. Mamish means two opposite things. Shemichad Gisa from one side, Haidez Amir Al Milus Olokus. Shazel Mamish Kamei Eloka, that it's Mamish godliness. Right? There's Mamish Hashem. Umidach Gisa, yet in second interpretation of the word Mamish, comes the word Mamoshis. Tangibility, substance, like something that you can actually tap and feel, which means it's so physical, that it's so not spiritual that you can even feel it physically. So for one side, we're saying mamish means it's mamish actually a part of Hashem. And for the second side, the opposite side, we say it's so physical and tangible. Vahainu. Right. Well, yeah, but...
I tell them they say mamish, that means for sure.
No, mamish... No, mamish means tangible. Mamosh means substance, which is tangible. When you say mamish, it means it's real because it's tangible. But the word mamish comes with mamosh, which means substance. So therefore, the expression is mamish... mamish gan eden, you know? That means you could feel it. It's tangible. It should become tangible. That it should become tangible, not close up there. I know Alpha Bishin Yalokus. Rochak Biyasim Choshamishush, even because this is Mamish two opposite things. Because we're saying it's Mamish Alokus and it's tangible. So even though Alokus is so untangible, far from tangibility, Okimisha Mavayat, I'm like the Ram says in Mayor Novuchim. That even when the Torah uses physical expressions for godly things like the hand of Hashem or the feet of Hashem and all that. It connects it with the four senses of Riya, Shemiya, Diba, V'Reyach. Okay? It connects it always with seeing, hearing, speaking, and smell. Like in Noyach, V'Yorach Hashem is Reach Nichoyach, or Reach Nichoyach L'Hashem. But, or like it says, Eini Hashem, Ozni Hashem, V'Yidaber Hashem, V'Yorach Hashem. It usually speaks about the four, not fifth, the fifth sense, he says, Chush HaChamishi, which is Chush HaMishi, touching it. Hini Afilu, the Rambam says, even when Kibbutz Torah B'Loshim B'nei Odom, that even Torah speaks about Hashem in human terms, it can be so low that it even comes that you can tap it. You can touch it. In other words, Rambam says that even when Hashem speaks Belashim B'nei Adam in human terms for us to understand, he doesn't speak about the fifth chush sense, which is very low in a way that you can touch it. Seeing, hearing, smelling, that's much more spiritual than actually tapping it, touching it. What you see, the seeing, is much more spiritual than actually tapping it and touching it. So the Rambam says in Meir Nevuchim that even when Hashem speaks in human terms, he doesn't speak about touching. Yet, the neshama, which is mamish, a part of Hashem, that it's mamish, machedes beizak sofis. Now, so what's the Rebbe explaining? What do we say mitzvahs do? What does a pillar do? Connects high and low. The same thing is on the concept of chelek aloka mimal mamish. From one side we're saying mamish, that it's mamish actually alokus. And from the second side it's so low that it's even tangible that you could touch it. But
it's saying that the chush of dibor, now usually we think of the chush of taste, but isn't the chush of dibor, is there, what is the difference?
It's all the mouth, it's all the same. Speech and tasting is the same. That's the fact. The user calls the word Diba because in Chumash we don't find Hashem tasting. We find Hashem speaking. So the talent of the mouth, because again, one's with the eyes, one's with the ears, one's with the nose, and one's with the mouth. So where do you find by Hashem the expression using a mouth? It doesn't say anywhere Hashem tasted the food. Right? Even though you do have kabani lachmi liisha, but that means it's called bread. But so the mouth is the sense of smell and taste. So he said, "Valderech zayeh shleimat b'inyan chibur agag v'aritpa." That when you connect, when the inyan of gag and chibur of the seal, the roof and the floor, which is erdin tzav elimus liyas kechad mamish, that it becomes one. What does it mean? Shetachlis so ilui. That the ultimate goal and the ultimate level of greatness, shebeinyan agag nimshach lemata baritzpa, comes down all the way to the floor in a way of mamoshes, meaning when mitzvahs are coming down, right, from the ceiling, from alukus up there, all the way down here, it's coming down in a mamosh way, like the neshama comes down in mamoshes in a substantial way. Baha Baha Talyan, one is interconnected. Because in order for the Haftim to affect the world through Torah mitzvahs, because of Chibur based service, because how can you connect? We learned this many times. How in the world can you connect two opposites? You can't connect fire and water, light and dark. It's either light or dark. It's either fire or water. You can't connect the two. Now, Gashmis and Ruchnius is more apart than fire and water, which, by the way, are both physical, or light and dark, which are both physical, and Elukus and world is two opposites. And he says, that's Arei Deyitzur V'Nivra, it's only through the Yid, which is Chelek Alakami Mal Mamish, in the both Ksavas that he said before, it's Mamish Alokus, a Mamish Gashmi world, Shazel Malib Nei Yisrael Am Karevi, meaning, and this way what Matumatan Teir accomplished with Neshamas. Where do we, the whole purpose of mitzvahs is to connect the highest level of Alokus, page Membeis, the highest level of Alokus with the lowest level of world. Yeah? First of all, how can that get done? And who could do it? Who could do it? He says, only the neshama, which is chelek alakami mal mamish, which means mamish alukus, and mamish means mamosh is tangibility of physicality, which is the lowest, as we just learned, Rambam says, of the four, five senses, right? Mamosh is the lowest. Only a yid could do it. Therefore, if a guy does mitzvahs, it doesn't happen.
We didn't need Pasantora for that. Hashem could have done it from
up. Where did he get the kerch to do this? When did it become Chelek al-Kamim al-Mamish? When did it become Atva Chatonim Mikol Amim? When did it become Banim Atam L'Shem al-Kechem? After Matan Torah. Because Matan Torah was the massive conversion of the Jewish people. Right?
The Jew was not Chelek al-Kamim before Matan
Torah? No.
Really?
No. It wasn't Mamish. It didn't come and affect the world. Avraham Avinu didn't make the world holy. He didn't. Yitzchok didn't. Yaakov didn't. Meshe Rabbeinu before Matan Torah also didn't.
They're
batel to Hashem. One thing has nothing to do with the next. But to be able to make the umud of mitzvahs that connect Ruchnis and Gashmis can only be done through a Yid, because a Yid has a neshama, which is Chelek al Kam Bimal Mamish, Mamish Elukus, and Mamish the thing, tangible. Because Yidin, how could you connect Mamish and Mamish? How could the pillar connect Gag and Ritzpah? Because it's above both. Is not the Ruchnis Dika aspect of it. That existed even before. Ruchnius existed before Matan Torah. Not only that, Kedem B'riya Sa'ilam was also Ruchnius. Afila Lifnei HaTzimtzum was also Ruchnius. Ala She'in Yinzel Be'elam Azat Tachtin. She'in Tachtin L'mata Himenu. But this level of Lifnei HaTzimtzum becomes revealed to the lowest of the low. V'sham Davkim is Gala Inyan Dein Arich. And that's where the Inyan of Ein Arich comes about. From one extreme to the next extreme. Commercial cause of Ein Arich, Ein Arich, Chobelim Azad Dafkim. Shinyan Zem, that Inyan, that respect, it's greater than all the other three Inyanim that I mentioned afterwards. Ein Arich, Chobelim, Vein Zulot, Chomakel, Efez Bot, Chogel, Einu, Vein Dei Melucha. In this respect, the connection of the super high and the super low is done because we're above both. We're above the super high, because mamish, and we're mamosh at the super low, and the neshama connects the two. And therefore, to understand the inyan of Amud that connects Gag and Ritzpah, we'll understand it by first understanding what a chelek alakami mal mamish means. Okay, next paragraph. Inyan of Amud, and this inyan of Amud. Shemir al chibur agag varitzpah, that the shows on the connection between the gag and the ritzpah, liyis ke'echad mamish, that the mamish becomes one, in a way that mamish comes all the way down, that mitzvahs come down, mamish in a tangible way, that the world feels the kedusha, koshu gamo inyino amida, which is in continuation of the parak. He says like this, it also has to do with standing. So don't now explain the Amud aspect of it, connecting. And he said, this is also connected with the level of Amida. What did we learn in the previous Maim Amida? You stand, the whole body is the same level, and your mam is touching the ground, not like sitting where your feet are above the ground. For Inyan, Kameshikon is boiled, El Baruch, like you explained before. In the previous Maimorim, Bin Yomadu Tola and Beis Arasim, that Hashem stands for the Yin in the time of their trouble. Or needs of Lariva Vayava Emil, the name that Hashem stands to judge the nations, meaning Shekshar Nim Soyim, but Maimil Matsav Shomaitzar. when Jews find them, what is a marito lahem when beisarasa? Or when do we find the other expression of amida, when Hashem is judging the goyim for hurting the yidden? That means they're on a very low level. When the yidden are in a meitzer ruchni, spiritual oppression. And definitely, Allah has come of kamak shiyashni gam meitzer gashmi. When there's physical oppression, then you need to fight with the nations because the nations are stopping you from doing Torah mitzvahs. As a tzaruch lias inyan amida, then you need the level of amida. Meaning, when things are really bad, that's when you need to be mamshich, the level of standing. What's the inyan of standing? Shaznig ba'areish l'mayla yaisen. And because then the head, not like sitting, where the head comes down, the sitting is, the head is standing in a firm, upright, vertical position. Ukfi shareishu ba'maylosei. And the way the head is in the greatness, that's the way it comes to the floor. Because what is standing? It's one level, like he said. With the body and the foot that stands on the floor. Not only that, how do you stand? I mean, you can stand on your head, but normally you stand only with the foot. That means the lowest levels cause the amida. Dafka through the foot standing on the floor, that's the way you get amida b'tekef. That's the way you stand firmly, right? When you can stand on a chair, but still not the same firmness as standing on the floor. So when do you really stand firmly? When on the floor, laha, and with the feet, laha. It is called kemes adam, to elevate and to make firm the whole height of the person. Like the pillars and the ground. Like the Alter Rebbe says in the Geres HaKedesh, the expression that the big building is standing on the pillars. So this massive building is standing only on these pillars which are on the floor, which are Torah mitzvahs. That's what it's all about. Yes.
So just the connection.
No, it's all the same. It's mitzvahs, but the neshama doing mitzvahs.
Oh, it's the neshama doing mitzvahs that's
high. Who's able to do the mitzvah? Mitzvah means you bring down kedusha. Okay, when a guy puts on tefillin, I mean, when he doesn't, but he's not allowed to. But I'm saying, he doesn't bring down kedusha to the earth. Okay, when a yid puts on tefillin, he brings the kedusha down. Why does the yid do it? The act of putting on tefillin is equal, right? Or a 10-year-old kid that puts on tefillin also doesn't bring down kedusha into the world. Why? Because he doesn't have the totality of the neshama in him, which comes at the bar mitzvah. Gemara knesis of the neshama in the body, the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch, is the time of bar mitzvah. That's when it becomes chelak olakami mal mamish, and therefore mitzvahs, which brings down elukus to the lowest level, needs to be done only through a neshama that has the highest mamish, highest and mamish lowest. Otherwise, it is not a mitzvah. And therefore, by the way, it has to be done in a certain time. L'chayra, eating matzah and Pesach is a mitzvah, yeah? So why today, if I eat matzah, is not a mitzvah? I mean, if matzah is a mitzvah, why can't... L'chayra, why is it connected to time? Time is physicality. Or place, yeah? You have to bring a carbon, that's to be dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do it today, here, right? Why not? Carbon is the holy thing. Now you get a sin for doing it, yeah? Why? Because the coming down of the mitzvah, the kedusha, coming down into mamish, has to be mamish into the gashmistic world of time and place, because that's the definition of gashmis, time and place. So therefore, you can't do a mitzvah, eat matzah and sukkis, right? I mean, it's nice, but you can't make a bracha. Or eating matzah today, or eating in a sukkah today. You can't make a bracha because it's not a mitzvah. Forget it, it's a sin, it's a bracha levatola. What's wrong with eating matzah today, making a bracha? I make every day Pesach. Every day is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, every, Why can't they? But I'm saying, but because it's connected to time and place. And now the place is, not, I mean, the time is not the time of Pesach. So you can't eat matzah with a bracha. Because it's not going to bring it down.
Talking about the Hasidim being a little bit above time, not the lazy ones, but I'm
above time. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Not the lazy, I'm talking
about
the Rebbe, like somebody that.
Rebbe is a whole different
okay,
story.
Rebbe is there, but even Hasidim would not be
makbid
on time.
Who said that? Where do you get that from?
Not
well, where do you see? Tell me, where do you find that they're not makbid in time?
They hold by a different standard.
No. Where do you find they're not makbid in time?
Satmer Davin.
I'm not talking about Satmer. Don't Machzidim Chabad. No, I'm not responsible for everybody else.
They will come back from the Ohel and they would daven Mincha. It
happened once. Happened once or twice.
What?
That the Rebbe daven Mincha like very late at night.
Are you thinking every time went to the Ohel? Very late.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah, one time was really late.
With the Hasidim,
I told Rebbe is above time and place, Taka.
So what's the idea of him not wanting to bring it?
He brings it down into that time. Somebody once asked the Rebbe, one of the Alter Rechser of Shmuel of Itnes, the Rebbe once, because the Rebbe used to leave like 3 o'clock to the oil, and he used to come back late, yeah? So he said, why don't you daven mincha before you go? Daven mincha, then you don't have a problem with mincha. And then you come back, you daven mincha. So he said, "Avaid of the oils, dafke before mincha." Go. Well, what does that mean? I don't know. None of my business. None of my business.
For example, sometimes
want to make a l'chaim
or shacharis, not davening before
chatzos. The Rebbe writes, "You have to daven before chatzos."
If you don't, it's okay.
Because it's not an halacha, but the other you can.